Blog Talk Radio.
Technology, you know, so let's understand, you know, technology may go out, you know, it may fail. So we have experienced some technical difficulties, but we're back on. Amen. So we're just going to, that's right, Apostle, we're just going to pick up and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, you know, lead us in this lesson. You know, this is Bible study. So We're going to study the Bible, and we're going to say what the Holy Spirit leads us to say. How many believe that?
Amen.
How many believe that their words are divinely guided? Oh, you better believe that. Our words are divinely guided. Amen?
Jesus.
Amen. So I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to divinely guide me in whatever it is that he will have for me to say today. Amen. So we were talking about faith. Before the system went down, thank God we're back up again. We're talking about faith. And what I was sharing was, you know, being young in the body of Christ, and I think I left off, you know, I said that, you know, I didn't have a clear understanding of faith, you know, being so young and, you know, in Christ, you know. And I realized that one of the scriptures, you know, that stood out to me was, faith was the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So almost immediately, you know, I started to look at, you know, that word faith. Okay, so faith is hope. All right. So those were two parts, Apostle, that I was, you know, God was working on me. He was just letting me know that, okay, so faith is, you know, hope. So you have to have hope in someone, a hope in something. We left off with that, which triggered or stemmed my belief. So then I associated faith and belief, you know, in the same place. I was learning, you know, and that's what I want every single body, you know, that's in the body of Christ, you know, to start somewhere. We know that the Bible, it has all of the promises of God. It has all of the promises of God. And I want to say it's so many that we can't even count. I know there's about 3,500 promises in one part of the Bible, and about 1,500 100 to 2,000 and some promises, you know, in another part, in Old and New Testament. But we need to understand that, you know, that's a lot for us to try to learn and try to digest, and even for us to live and to walk in and to believe. So we thank God, you know, that faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Well, hope in what? You know, hope in Jesus Christ. Hope in the grace of God. That's what Apostle Paul, what he was saying over here in the book of Romans, right here, Romans 16. He said, therefore, it is faith that it might be by grace. So our faith, the substance of things are hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We definitely are talking about, you know, who it is that is not seen. See, our hope and our faith and our belief is in grace and what grace has already done. So that grace shows up in your life. So when we say faith, that's where our faith is. Faith in what the promises of God has already told us, what Jesus Christ has already done. I mean, am I lining up, Apostle? Am I lining up with that? You know, there's nothing about faith alone. It's not faith. You know, this scripture right here tells us, you know, not by the law. You know, you can have faith. So we know right here in this scripture, not by the law, everybody was trying to keep the, you know, be a law keeper. No, he's saying now it's by grace. And what he's saying, you know, your seed, he's talking about, you know, what God had promised to Abraham, you know, that his seed would be blessed, that we would be his righteousness through Jesus Christ. So that's where that faith is. You know, that faith is no longer in by our own ability to do anything, trying to be a law keeper, but now we look at, you know, that faith, you know, in this new agreement, this new life, this new age, this new covenant that God has for us through grace, through Jesus Christ, knowing that we are his righteousness and we have access. We have access to the promises of God. And it's right here in front of this. This is literally proof right here. This Bible that I have in my hand, Apostle, this is literal proof that we have access to the promises of God. We have access to every single one of these promises. So this is where our faith is built. This is where our trust and our belief and our hope system, this is, you know, this whole thing where we're able, you know, to grow in Christ, you know, to grow in faith, to grow in every single area. That's the will of God for our life. That is. So I thank God for this lesson, you know, faith. I'll turn it back over to Apostle, and we'll continue on with the Bible study lesson.
Amen, amen, amen. If you were with us when the line cut off, you can always go back to the beginning, which you look on today at the 7 o'clock hour for the lesson. As we started, we have to come off and get back on so you can get caught up from the beginning. It's about 15 minutes and the difference between that time and this time right now. We just picked up where the system cut us off at, but we thank God that we're able to get back on.
Yeah.
Amen. So we're talking about the promises of God and having faith in the promises of God.
Yeah.
Amen. And standing on that promise. Amen. Again, the lesson is coming from Max Lucador and Andrea Lucador, I believe that's how you pronounce the last name, Lucador, I'm not sure. But anyway, praying the promises, and we're going to be praying the promises of God on tonight, but having an understanding about what we're praying for and what we're praying about and what we're standing on and what we're confessing and decreeing, declaring by faith in the name of Jesus. As we talk about unshakable hope as well, as Pastor Manny was saying about having that hope, amen? So the heroes in the Bible came from all walks of life, rulers, servants, teachers, doctors. They were male, female, single, and married. Yet one common denominator united them. They built their lives on the promises of God. Because of God's promises, Noah believed in rain before rain was a word. Because of God's promises, Abraham left a good home for one he'd never seen. Because of God's promises, Joshua, hallelujah, led 2 million people into enemy territory because of God's promises. Now, David, he conked a giant. Peter rose from the ashes of regret. And Paul found a grace worth dying for. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I believe even me and you being together with faith in God, what God has called us to be together, to be united, to be one. Amen. And walking in that. Hallelujah. And I'm like, oh, are you? I see you. And I remember you telling me, I see you. Yes, I see you. I said, okay. Amen. So the writer of Hebrews 6 and 17, if you go to Hebrews 6 and 17 with me, hallelujah. Hallelujah. One writer went on so far as to call such saints the heirs of promise. In Hebrews 6 and 17, I'm coming out the New King James Version. Hallelujah. The New King James Version reads, thus God determined to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. So God's promises are unchanging and trustworthy. Amen. Because God is unchanging and trustworthy. When promising Abraham a son, God took an oath in his own name. Hallelujah. The oath was as good as God's name, and God's name was as good as his divine nature. Hallelujah. So it is as if the promise was the family fortune and that they were smart enough to attend the reading of the will. Amen. Jacob trusted God's promises. Joseph trusted God's promises. Moses trusted God's promises. Their stories were different, but the theme was the same. God's promises were co-stars in their pilgrimage and of faith. So they had plenty of promises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And just standing on the promises of God. Hallelujah. How many of you all today, right now, or yesterday have been through something or going through something and you're just having a hard time believing that what God promised you is going to come to pass? Are you moving by faith on what God has promised you, or have you given up? Some people have given up on the promises of God. There are many that laughed at the promise that God made. Made them because they was like, how is that possible? Me? At my age? In my situation? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we look at the promise of God, we look at the book of Psalm 33:6. Hallelujah. And this is in the NIV. The scripture reads, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their steering hosts by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into the storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world reverence him. For he spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and I'm just giving you a few scriptures here, Isaiah 55:10-11. The Bible says, as the rain and snow came down from heaven and stayed upon the ground, so water the earth and cause the grain to grow and to produce seed for the farmer, and bread for the hungry, so also is my word. I set it out, and it always produces fruit. It shall accomplish all I want it to and prosper everywhere I send it. We're talking about the promise of God. God speaking, hallelujah, into your life. God has spoken to your life, promising you this, and it shall be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you go over to the book of Romans, Romans chapter verse 21, hallelujah. Romans chapter 4, verse 21. Pastor man, let me know when you got it over there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Romans, again, it's Romans chapter 4, verse 21. Mm-hmm. Amen, you got it. You got it. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Okay, Romans chapter 4 and verses 21. I'm reading the King James Version. It reads here, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. I tell you what, I thank God that... you know, that his promises, you know, are, you know, he's able to perform his promises. I know we make promises that we might not be able to uphold. We might not be able to keep them. But I thank God, you know, when I read one of his promises or I hear what he says and what he promises, you know, that he's able to keep it. he's able to keep it. What type of faith or what type of hope is that, you know, when God speaks something to you and you may be a little bit, you know, shaky, you know, in your faith, you know, or in your belief is that's going to come to pass, and then you get another witness, you know, then here come God sends somebody with the same word that he spoke to you, and they speak that thing to you, and it's like something is triggered on the inside of you, like, wait a minute, I heard that, you know, I heard God say that to me. You get that second one, that's good. And then you end up in a place to where you open up this Bible and you just open it up and you read through scripture and hear that same thing that God said. He's spoken to you. You haven't read it yet. And you also haven't heard it from somebody yet. You heard it from God. And then you read it again. You almost, it's like God is like he's speaking directly to you. It's almost like you can't even move out of that place. Well, God, I know you've spoken to me three times. You know, I hear you. Just like a mother or father said something to their children three times. On that third time, oh, my goodness. You better go ahead on and take heed to it. But that's just good. That's just good to know that God is able to keep his promise, that he's able. So now I know I'm able. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, amen. And just looking at the scripture, the pastor man, and just after reading, if you go a scripture above that, it says in Romans chapter 4, verse 20, and I'm coming out the New King James Version, he says, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also to perform. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. And, you know, looking at the scripture over and over again and remembering what the word of God says and constantly standing on the word of God and God's promises and walking in expectations, knowing that God is going to do it, knowing that it's coming, though you can't see it right now, walking by faith and not by sight of those things that you can see versus things that you cannot see, hallelujah, and trusting God for it, hallelujah. When we look in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, the Bible says, my God, the Bible says in the New King James Version, I'm getting excited, amen. It says, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So all of God's promises, I would be like, are fulfilled in Christ. All the promises of God in him are yes. Hallelujah. So Jesus was completely faithful in his ministry. He never sinned. He was faithful. He faithfully died for us. And now he faithfully intercedes for us. Amen. Because Jesus Christ is faithful. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul wanted to be faithful in his ministry. And we too should want to be faithful in our ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I know Pastor Manning want to say something over here. Oh, amen. Amen. He said yes and amen. Hallelujah. So we want to pray the pray prayers, praying God's promises. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's pray this prayer. It said, Lord, you are the maker and keeper of promises. If you repeat after me, Lord, you are the maker
and keeper
of promises. Your word does not return void. When you say you will do something,
you do it.
You are able
to do whatever
you promise. So many years ago,
you made a covenant
with your people, and you have been faithful
to that covenant.
Sometimes
it is
easier
to put my faith
in
my circumstances
rather than
in your promises.
I want to rely on myself,
my
earthly possessions,
and
the people in my life.
But
these so often fail me. But your promises will never fail me. As I read through
your
promises, give me a new passion
for them.
Show me what promises I have forgotten
over the years
and need to cling to again.
Reveal
your true
character to me.
Remind me of the power of your love
and your grace.
Strengthen my faith
and
teach me to learn
to learn.
I'm sorry. Teach me to lean.
And teach me to lean.
On your word.
On your word.
Rather than my own self.
Rather than my own self.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For keeping your promises.
For keeping your promise.
I am grateful.
I'm grateful.
For the ultimate promise.
For the ultimate promise.
I have in your son.
I have in your son.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
My Lord and Savior.
My Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you could decree and declare over yourself, I am.
I am.
I am building my life.
I am building my life.
On the promises of God.
On the promises of God.
Because his word is unbreakable.
Because his word is unbreakable.
My hope is unshakable.
My hope is unshakable.
I do not stand on the problems of life.
I do not stand on the promises of life.
Or the pain in life.
Or the pain in life.
I stand. On the great.
On the great.
And precious.
Precious.
Promises of God.
Promises.
Amen. Ooh, that made me feel good all over.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Pastor Manny.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Faith in the promises of God. You know, this lesson is really getting it's getting deeper and deeper the farther along that we go. And you know, I'm very grateful of that. I'm very grateful of that because who can really say that they make confessions over the promises of God. I hope I'm not overstepping on the lesson, you know, from a time, but I know that once you have faith, see, you have to be given, you know, something or somebody to have faith in. And then once, you know, you're given somebody or something to have faith in, now you move to that place of saying what it is that they have already said. So, you know, we turn the promises of God into a confession. Let me stop there because I believe I'm stepping on a lesson that's going to be taught here a little bit later on. You know, and like Apostle said, you know, we get excited about the word of God. We're excited to bring this word and to be able to, you know, divide it up. That's what Bible study is for. It's for the two of able to ask questions, you know, to be able to really dig down deep into the word. You know, we can come to Sunday service and, you know, we can get all excited and, you know, we can hear, you know, the word and all that is great. But to actually, you know, take it in piece by piece so we can be able to digest it, I believe this is much better. I've learned so much in Bible study more than anyway. I used to go to church years and years and years of my life, and it felt like I was just getting a little bit. But when I made a decision to sit down and Bible study on a Wednesday night or on a Thursday night or on a Saturday morning or any time, it was just an opportunity for just me and God, one-on-one, me and God. And if it was me and somebody else, like me and Apostle Dominique or me and, you know, anybody, no, we really got a chance to actually get in that word. So that's why I'm so excited. You know, faith in the promises of God, you know, and now we just had an opportunity to pray in the promises, you know, pray in the promises. And that was powerful. That was powerful praying, you know, the promises. It was like some stuff, you know, that I didn't even know that was there. You know, it was lifted, you know, in some aspect.
Yeah.
It really was, you know. So we're going to continue on. Yeah, we're going to continue on in this lesson, you know, the faith and the promises of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. If you're just now tuning in online with us, welcome, welcome, welcome. We thank God for you. Amen. If you listen to this at a later date, may it bless you. Amen. In a mighty way, for God is omnipotent. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Anyone have any questions or comments? Amen. We can text them in. You can message us on Facebook or you can call in to 845-277-9213.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. So did you have questions? Or are you just saying open up for questions?
Yeah, I did want to extend the offer for a question.
Oh, okay.
I actually do have a question as well.
You got the question and the answer.
I'll ask the question. And, you know, if we don't have the answer, I'm quite sure we can find it in the promises of God. So I'm positive just right there. Thank you, Sport. I was just going to ask that. So I'm going to go ahead on and ask it anyway. When there's something about your life, you know, that you have a question about,
mm-hmm.
you know, we ask God about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we may be in that place, and I think you just read something here in this book.
Uh-huh.
You know, we may be in that place to where we trust in ourselves, what it is that we're able to do, or we may trust in somebody that has a sense of we can just go here, you know, to get this done.
Yeah.
But when all that fails, when what you trying to do, it may work for a little while and then that fails.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to start all over again. And then you go to some source, some, you know, source that you heard about, you know, through somebody, and you go there and it ran out. You know, that worked better than how you had for it. And, you know, you were good, but that source ran out. You know, there's no more. So now you got to start all over again. You know, so what do you do? What do you do? And like I said, Papa, she bought it anyway. She know me so well that you're going to have a question and answer, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what. There isn't anything that, any question that you can ask that God does not have an answer for. You know, that's what the promises of God, that's what it's all about. Because, you know, the promises of God, this is life self that have already been lived. So there's nothing that you can ask that has not already been recorded. So you may not know, you know, that it's available at the time. You know, but if you know Jesus, you know that, all right, well, he's already made all things available unto you.
Yes, Lord.
If you can locate that promise, I believe that that's where, you know, you can learn to lean on God. See, we prayed that, you know, to lean on him.
Yeah.
You know, to trust in him. And you know what? That's what God really wants for us to do. You know, he don't want you to have faith in yourself. He wants you to have faith in him. He wants you to have faith in Jesus. Mm-hmm. He wants you to have faith in his word. God knows there's going to be so much that you're going to be facing in your life. God knows that. And we need to know that. While we are facing these things in our life, you know, he wants us to know the word of God. He wants us to know the promises of God, because how else can we experience that abundance right here, going from glory to glory? How can you go from glory to glory? He don't want us to be right. He don't want us to live here in a place of being doomed from something. He wants us to have the glory, his glory, by his word, by his promise, for us to locate it and for us to read it and for us to ask, you know, God, you know, according to his word, this is what you promised. And he want us, you know, to walk in that. You watch God do it. I've done it so many times. So I guess the process I did answer the question too. But that's something, you know, for us to know, you know, when all else fails, when your faith fails and somebody, you know, that had a source and, you know, you were trusting them and it failed, learn to lean on God. Go to this word and find out what God said about it and then make confessions about it. Pray about that. Remind God of what he said. He is not a man that he shall lie. And you watch it come to pass. You watch it come to pass. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The Bible tells us that you will know God.
Uh-huh.
You will know God. He was like, well, what about the people in India or in the little villages? The Bible says you will know God. We look at Hebrews 8:10-11. The Bible says, and it's 8:10-11, chapter 8, verse 10-11. The Bible says, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Verse 11 says, none of them shall teach his neighbor, and none his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to understand that we have the living spirit, and that comes from God. Amen. And so the Bible says we will know him. We can know him whether you go or whether you say, God will put it in the heart and mind of his creation. And we are God's creation. Amen. He gives us free will, but we to the free will to serve him or to serve something else. So we all will know him, and then he sends us out, and this is my belief, to encourage and to help grow that what God has put in you. Because you have people that say, you know, I had a feeling or something told me, or I was home crying and this something came over me. Even unbelievers, they'll tell you they had an encounter of some kind, but they did not want to admit what it was. Yeah, that happened, but I believe this. No matter what you have, so whether they say they don't believe, they're so busy trying to find ways not to believe what is really going on inside of them, what is really speaking to them. They just made a decision not to believe what God is saying to them. Because you have many people that have, they was like, yeah, I heard it, I felt it, but I didn't believe it.
You know
that? And I've heard it so many times. And then they come to a point in their life where, guess what? They start to believe. This thing happened to me more than one time, two times, three times. It came to me again. And then they start to believe because then they're having this encounter with the very thing they tried to deny. There was one man, he was like, he was trying to find every way to deny the truth and the realness, if I may use that word, who Jesus Christ really was and who Jesus Christ really is today. And what he did, as he went and did all his research to find fault or flaws in it, he could not, and he became a believer himself. My Lord, my God. Amen. And he had to tell everybody about it. Anybody that had an ear to hear, he was telling about how God touched his life and how he was not a believer and how he refused to believe. Though he was having these encounters, he refused to believe it was God that was speaking. He wanted to believe that it was something else. The universe. You ever heard people say that? The universe is speaking to me.
I hear that.
They say all kinds of said, it's just amazing to me when we look at the scripture here in verses chapter 8 and verse 10 and 11 here. I want us to understand that if your hearts are not changed, following God's rules will be unpleasant and difficult. I want you to understand it. We will be rebel against being told how to live. The Holy Spirit, however, gives us new desires and helps us to want to obey God. Amen. With new hearts, we find that serving God is our greatest joy. I find so much joy in serving God and doing what God has for me to do. So much so that, Lord, I was telling my husband, I said, I have a job offer with one place, but I'm really trusting God for something else. I'm really trusting. And I was praying for the Lord. You know, where I can really serve your people. And it's my prayer. Lord, I don't want anything that's going to interfere with me serving, you know, doing what you called me to do, Lord. They want me to come in August 8th. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask, oh God, let something come before this day, before I have to go on to this job, where I can be able to serve and do your will. Hallelujah. And I wasn't saying, Lord, give me a job where I could be on a job doing this. But I was already doing it on jobs that I was going to. And some people were like, oh, she really praying over that for people. Oh, she really speaking the word. Oh, I don't think she should do that. And I was saying, I didn't want nothing to come between me serving and being in a position to be able to serve and be in a position where God had me to be on this job. And God answered. And the thing about that, guess what? I prayed about it, and I trusted God with it, though that somebody was trying to speak and say, no, you didn't do good on this. And said, no, you didn't. You know, just I was like, but I believe God's going to give it to me. I stand on it, and I had my husband. He came into agreement. We know there's power in agreement, and he believed. And we believe nothing like having somebody that believes with you. Amen. The Bible even said, I may be getting off a little bit, and said that by faith, when there were people that brought their friends to be healed by Jesus. And Jesus didn't say because of the man that was sick by faith. He said by the faith of the ones that brought him that he is healed. Because the one that brought him believed him because of their faith was so strong that Jesus would heal him. They went through everything to get him to Jesus. And Jesus said, by their faith, you are healed. And so because my husband had faith and we touched and agreed, we know there's power and agreement. Hallelujah. I got the call on yesterday that said, hey, we want to offer you the job that allows me to be able to pray and have Bible study at work. Amen. Amen. And an hour after we pay you to have time with God to come aside, hallelujah, to receive and be a great pouring into. Hallelujah. Bible study, prayer time, and every call that everyone you talk to, you have an opportunity. They want you to pray for everyone that will receive prayer. Hallelujah. 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 I'm just telling you, the Bible says you will know God. you may come in a place and be like, be the unbeliever. I've never heard it. I heard about it, but I just couldn't believe it. And then someone comes in and speaking to your life what God had told you when you were by yourself crying, when you were on bended knees, or when you was out somewhere, it should have took you out, it should have killed you, but God. And then God sent his servant to come and speak into your life, amen, hallelujah, and they're encouraging the word of God and the promise that he said, I got you, I love you, I'm here. And you begin to cry because you realize that thing that you tried to deny was really God speaking into your life. He said, you will know me, all will know me, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want us to understand under God's new covenant, God's law is inside of us. Now, I think Pastor Manning said something about that when we were talking about the law. God's law is inside of us. Amen? It is no longer the external set of rules and principles. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit reminds us of Christ's words. It activates our conscience. Amen? It influences our motives and desires and makes us want to obey. Hallelujah. So now doing God's will is something we desire with all our heart and mind, hallelujah, because we believe and we have faith in the one who made the promises, in the one that created us in his own image, in the one that made, hallelujah, that sent his only begotten son, hallelujah, hallelujah. All I can do is say hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Praying the promises of God. As we enter in, we're about to wrap up. This has been such a good time. Amen. For me, it's been such a good time. And so I don't want to go any further, but if there's any questions or comments, for the sake of time, I don't want to enter into something else until we get back here on next Wednesday. Amen. And I'm just so excited. Church, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Oh, I don't think I have enough time to go on. I think I have about 7. Do you have any questions or comments before we go on? Okay.
Amen. Amen. I like it how your testimony, you know, right now while you were testifying of what you and God, that was something between you and God, mm-hmm. and I hear how you were speaking in a manner that you were speaking to God about what it is that is concerning you.
Mm-hmm.
And you also, you know, acknowledge that, you know, You knew enough about the promises of God, you know, to actually pray about that thing and get a believer right along there with you to pray about that thing right along there with you. And you use, you know, an illustration of how there was someone that was healed because I think a family member, a friend had brought them, and by their faith, you know, and Jesus was going to heal them, you know, they were healed.
Yeah.
Well, don't you know what that does for me? There's so many of us, you know, that were able, you know, to walk in a stronger faith because of the testimony of somebody that we know that are close to us.
Yes.
You know, that testimony, you know, that you just have now, you know, you was somebody's hearing this right now. You was testifying that how you were expecting something, a new job, and you were expecting it. And there were other job offers, obviously, there were. Mm-hmm. There were also, you know, jobs and things that you were doing, and they tried to hinder you from your prayer life, you know, from having that relationship with God while you're on the job, and you prayed about something. I can imagine when you prayed about that, you could have only had expectation. You could have only, you know, trusted that, you know, God was going to send something. And when you seen it, however you seen it, I bet you got it excited where you possibly can be, and you start claiming it, and you start, you take a screenshot, and you start claiming it. I believe right there, that's that place, but we are powerful. Let's hear the testimonies of our brothers and sisters, you know, how they have faith in God. And then, you know, let us too, you know, pray with one another. Let us, you know, grow strong together in faith. Let us combine our faith together. And then when you actually get a chance to actually see it, when you see it, start claiming it. Start claiming it. And then, you know, once you start claiming it, then, you know, you start expecting it. And then you start reminding God, you know, well, this is what I prayed about, and now I'm claiming that, and now this is what I want. It's for you. It's for you. Amen. Great Bible study lesson tonight.
Amen. Amen. I kind of want to wrap up here on this point, if I may be. I think I have enough time. As we're still here on the last year, like I said, we'll probably be going over this for a few weeks. We don't want to quickly go through it because we want to be able to get it. We want to be able to apply it to our lives. We want to be able to share it with others, as we have said, to feed others of the word and encourage them with the word of God. And, amen, bless their life, amen, in such a way. A lot of times we think about blessing someone's life, it's all about money, but it's not. A lot of times it's just blessing them with the word of God and bringing back to remembrance, because like some people I've come across in the, when I was working in banking, who had money, and just encouraging them with the word of God. It wasn't money that they needed. They needed to somebody to remind them the promises of God and what God said, and just feeding it to them. And they say, you know what, thank you. I really got out of myself and forgot who I am in Christ and who Christ is in me. And it's like, I really needed that. Amen. That you really blessed my life with the word of God. So bless someone with the word of God. Amen. Amen. And so as I close out here with this last part of the lesson here for today, everything in creation gives evidence of God's existence. So the intricacy, you all, of snowflakes, the roar of thunderstorm, the precision of a honeybee, the bubbling of a cool mountain stream, these miracles and a million more giving testimony of the existence of brilliant, wise, and tireless God. When we look in the book of Psalm 19, verse 1 through 4, and I'll read it here for you, and you can write it down. The Bible says in Psalm 19, 1 through 4, that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Amen. So when we look at these scriptures here, understand we are surrounded by fantastic displays of God's craftsmanship. Hallelujah. And we are God's craftsmanship. Amen. Created for good works. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The heavens give up. Dramatic evidence of the existence of his power. I don't know if you ever been at home in your bed and you heard boom, you know, and lightning and thundering and rain coming down. Hallelujah. When you just see and know, hallelujah. I don't know if you ever been on the lake or been on the sea and just seen, oh, my Lord, my God. I'm telling you, I'm just giving you all some of the examples of our Creator, Almighty God, and all powerful God, all one and all God that can do all things, the Creator of all things. Everything shows evidence of a purpose-filled design. I'm trying to get that word out. The fact leads to a wonderful conclusion. God is, and God is knowable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's knowable. When we look around, no man create the air. No man gives us the air. No man goes out there and creates water. No man makes it rain. Hallelujah. God is knowable. He has not hidden himself. He doesn't close the door to his children. He does not resist our questions or refuse our inquiries, but rather the opposite. He promises success to all who search for him. Apostle Paul said in Romans, since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. And that's in Romans chapter 1 and 20 that we read on tonight. We can know more than simple facts about our Creator. We can know his heart, his joy, his passion, his plans, and his sorrows. We can know God. Of course, we will never know him entirely. God is knowable, but he is incomparable. Okay, let me say that. Incomprehensible. Amen. He is incomprehensible. And we look in the book of Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. I want us to understand that our pursuit of him must be marked by humility. We will never know everything about God. He is to us what the Grand Canyon is to the explorer, an endless array of discovery and beauty. Amen. But that isn't meant to discourage us at all. The mark of a saint is that he or she is growing in the knowledge of God. As saints, our highest pursuit is the pursuit of our maker, amen, our creator. So stand firm upon God's promises. He will make himself known to all who seek him. Will you seek him on today, amen? Will you seek him, amen? And we want to pray the promises of God prayer as we wrap up here, amen. I really love this lesson. Again, this is coming from the Praying and Promises of the book of Matt Lucado, and I believe L-U-C-A-D-O, if you want to get a copy of that. The Promises of God, in Psalm, I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures in Psalm 19, chapter 1, verses 1 to 2. Isaiah 55:8-9, one of our favorites. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. In Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23-24, let not the wise boast in their wisdom, nor the mighty in their strength, nor the rich in their wealth. Whoever boasts must boast in this, that he understands and knows me. Amen. In Romans chapter 1, verse 19-20 that we read on tonight, what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood for what he has made, so that people without excuse. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray this prayer. Prayers or promises of God right now, if you repeat after me. Thank you for being a God who wants me to know you. You have not hidden yourself from me. Heavenly Father, at times I have not believed in you. I have wanted more proof, more evidence. But you promised that you have revealed yourself in creation to all of your children. When doubts come, I will cling to your promise. Your wisdom surpasses all wisdom on this earth. Your ways are so much higher than mine. I could study you and your word for the rest of my life and still only scratch the surface of your depth of who you are. You are at once knowable and unknowable. Amen. We got it. You revealed yourself to me, but so much of you is a mystery and always will be. Deepen my knowledge of you, oh Lord. I want to know you more and understand you better. Reveal yourself to me through scripture and through your creation. Reveal yourself to me through conversations and relationships. I am so grateful for the promises of a knowable God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We wrap up here in prayer. Pastor Manny is going to lead us out in prayer. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single thing that was preached today, every single scripture that we read, every single promise that we have heard and that we have read. We pray right now that it take root inside of us, you know, that we remember, you know, what it is that you have promised us, Father. Amen. We pray, Father God, that, you know, your promises, they show up. They show up in our life, not just for us to know that you've done it, Father God, but Father God, for us to walk in it, for us to receive it, for us to live it, for us to take it in the name of Jesus, your promises, your grace, hallelujah. You give us faith and you give us hope. Increase us, Father God, in most holy faith. Increase us in tongues, as you say in your word over here in Jude, Father, so that we may experience and know more of what you promised us through Christ Jesus. Increase us, Father God, in this holy relationship that we have with you. And Father God, increase us in a more pure and holy relationship with one another. We plead the blood of Christ Jesus over us, over the whole church, over every single thing that is concerned of us. We plead your precious blood over it. And we say all is well. All is well with us in our house. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you all. Have a blessed night in the Lord. We'll see you on Sunday at 10 a.m. service or 2 p.m. service right here on our church line, 845-277-9213. And we look forward to seeing you back here on Wednesday as we continue to study the praying, the promises of God, and the promises of God, standing on the faith of God, standing on God's promises by faith. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory
to God. I want to see him, look upon his face. There's a path.